you want to make sure you're breathing right. And a lot of people are not, especially during the holidays when you're stressed out, got to go here, got to go there. You're breathing more of a chest breather instead of being a diaphragmatic breather. And actually where the first two thirds of your breath should be coming from your diaphragm, which will create your belly to come out a little bit, and then your chest to rise the last third of your breath. Well, doing that type of breathing, especially if you're stressed out, waiting in line, somebody cut you off, or you got to go, just standing there, putting your hand on your belly, one on your chest, and breathe is that diaphragmatic breath like I spoke about, and let that belly come out the first two thirds of your breath and then a third. So that, just that right there is going to help you be healthier because your cortisol levels are not being jacked up the whole time from just breathing water. You need to be drinking about half your body weight in ounces. So a lot of people are dehydrated. You're running around, go, and you're not even being prepared for that. So carrying water with you, you're drinking it, because if you're most likely eating out more than you need to be, probably out of ordinary than what you're used to accustomed to. So a good way to fight those toxins is water. Help the pollution with dilution. So you can drink a little bit more water during that period of time, will help your body out a whole lot, so you're not keeping that stress levels up due to toxicity in the body even more. Then back to the third law of health of your food. Have a little plan. So the night before when you're cooking dinner or what you're doing, go ahead and get your food ready. Cook a little extra. Pack it up so while you're driving around from place to place, you've got food there. So that way you got something to eat in a little cooler with you. And then you're sitting there having to go stand in line someplace waiting on food, eating food you might not necessarily want, but you have to have something. At least you got food with you before you even go in the place. And that way your sugar levels are up. You're thinking a whole lot better. You're being a whole lot more efficient. While you're going out to those shopping malls or going places, park as far away as you can. So that way you get that little extra walk on to make up the difference.
We're talking with Ronnie Angel, owner of Next Level Fitness and Healing. Let's face it, Ronnie, people are going to overeat or eat the wrong things in the holidays. If you put on 5 pounds, 7 pounds over the holidays, how long is it going to take you realistically and safely to lose that?
And that's a very good average of what people do gain over the holidays. Working like that, it can easily take you at least 3 months or more. That's in a regiment program. That's with you refining your diet, getting that water in, and sleep. All of those tie in together. But it's recreating a new lifestyle to really get that weight off you. It's not going to come off. It's going to go on a whole lot easier than it's going to come off. So you got to have a dedicated plan and have somebody to help you along with that if you don't have the motivation on your own self.
Going back to what you were saying before, if you maybe eat something healthy in the car on the way to a party or something, is that going to help curb your appetite and curb your motivation to pick up something that's really not good for you?
It should, and that's what I would recommend, is you're going to go to some place that's going to most likely have processed food. If you can eat more healthy food or whole food before you go to a party or something like that, you should be a little bit more full. So you won't have the desire as much. And along with that water intake, the water intake will help satisfy you. And if you can think about it, if you're at that party, if you have that water or if you have a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, try to have a water with it too, because a lot of times you start to have one or two beverages, it totally throws off of how full I am, and you're just mindlessly eating. Back to that 5 to 7 pounds creeping up on you, that you eat a little snack here, a little snack there, you don't think it's that much, but it adds up pretty quickly if you're not careful, especially if the rest of your diet's not, foundations are not in place.
How important is it to get your metabolic rate up to burn more calories? You know, maybe during the holidays, maybe it's something you normally don't do, but maybe take a walk before or after a holiday meal.
Very good. Absolutely. The more that you can keep that rate up, the more you can do things like that, the better. I highly recommend doing the walk after you eat, because after you get done eating there, that walking, it helps like a pumping mechanism that really helps the body to be able to help digest your food a little bit better, and it just helps process all the way through the whole system. Just even doing some body weight squats, windmills, things like that, that can kind of keep you a little bit more active and potentially even gain a little bit of muscle. That's going to help that metabolic rate, creating that extra strength gain compared to just cardio altogether. If you make your health a priority, it will be a priority in your life, and you'll feel a whole lot better not having that toxic hangover after the holidays.